Hi, Anne Ribley here, and I want to welcome you to this week's mantra. I am inside my grace. I love to say that we all have our lane of grace. This week, allow yourself to be in the ease and flow of your grace. Yes, grace with all capital letters. Let every cell of your being radiate in the presence of grace. It's already present and connected with you. It's miraculous, it's divine, it's a miracle maker and shaper. Everywhere you go and everything you touch today, this week, and in your life moves with you and through you in your lane of grace. Take this moment and breathe it in and let it be. Be witness to the miracles unfolding forward for you inside your lane of grace. This week's significance of this mantra, it has a lot to it. One was I had asked several people what is it they most want right now in their lives? And I had asked this question to my brother. And those of you know, I just adore my brother. He is a year younger than me and such a respectable man. And he's really went through his own transformation into walking into the life that he wants for himself. So I had asked him, what do you want most right now in your life? And he said, continued grace. So then I asked him, what does grace mean to you? He said, it's a life where all cylinders are firing up with the results that produce love, abundance, and blessings. Now, where there was something that was powerfully sticking and simple and truthful to that's why I have found a huge amount of significance that here we're coming off of the new moon. We all have manifesting intentions. We're in a new cycle of energy to begin a new chapter. And this idea of I am inside my grace. Oftentimes we can get confused or lose that ability to be aware of the connection that already exists, that we are inside our own grace at all times. It's always there. Now, I want you to understand about my brother is that maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago, he was in a huge transformative time in his life where he had success on some levels that people would think in the worldly way, yet there was what he would call a lot of financial pain. Maybe people could say it was struggle, but then if you looked at the surface, it didn't look like struggle. But there was a significance of a lot of financial pain. And that also, you know, when we have financial pain, it can bleed into also our relationships. And that's the way things were for him and his relationship with his wife and his family. They were good, but that financial pain was bleeding. And through the course of using that mantra and his own spiritual work, and I talk about that mantra of that which supports me boldly steps forward and that which doesn't gracefully steps down. He literally used that to transform everything in the way he did business. And what happens when we use those anchor points, like what I like to call what mantras can do for ourselves, is that particular flow mantra, what that does is it stops us from resisting what's happening. And then we get into that state of grace in our lives. And so here he is now, fast forward, in 2015, and he's got multi-million dollar business enterprises happening. The most significant part of the story is not the financial aspect, although we can illustrate and give examples because they feel measurable and tangible. It's that place, though, of stepping inside our grace. I like to call it our own lane of grace. And therefore, we create miraculous impact in all the areas that matter for where we want our own transformation to happen, whether it is in exchange with our value system, with the world, and that relationship with money, whether it is drawing in closer or deeper an intimate love relationship, whether it is healing and restoration in a family, work, in any capacity relationship. And then it made me think about the significance of such a timeless song now, Amazing Grace, and how John Newton wrote the hymn or lyrics or words to that song that became a song when he was at a dark and lost time in his life and not really fully realizing it. And he was a part of in the 1700s, the slave trade and ships. And he was captain of the ship and caught in one of the voyages. He was caught in a storm that he thought for sure was going to sink. And there was a unison for every soul that was on that that ship of a connection to this depth of life that he felt and his surrendering, his asking, his openness to want to survive the storm and to live. And he explains that that's when he had his connection deepened within him in a way that he would call grace. And he went back and eventually went on to become a huge leader in abolishing slave trade and a big teacher of what it means to live a life that is inside that amazing grace. And so we're all in a place, wherever it is that's important to you right now, grace is not that place that we experience once we get there. It's already inside of us right now. And I want you to carry that energy and feel it alive in you as you move through your week. I went this morning and I was driving my son to school, and just the mountains and the clouds and the scenery was just so breathtaking. And I just kept saying these mantra words to me: I am inside my grace. And it felt so relaxing and soothing. And oftentimes we feel like if we give ourselves permission to relax into our life, as if we're going to become less powerful, but we actually step deeper into that sacred ground, that divine connection to all the power that brings the well-being in everything it touches in our lives. It's important to understand that I'm a true firm believer that mantras matter. The mantras that we're saying to ourselves, the messaging that we're saying. And so that's why I love being able to share something with you weekly that I feel has timeless anchoring orientation to the soul's expansion here in this human experience that we're all in, into the empowerment of the life that we want to be living with true congruence. So yesterday, Jack found a picture in his, and I'm going to post it on this page just so that you would be able to see a picture from exactly 5 years ago that was taken of him and I. And it was sort of like our first couple picture when we had come together physically, when he came to my home to visit for that first time. And my mantra, for those of you that know my love story, and I really believe it, my mantra was, love will come to my home. And it's what I said to anchor myself to the soul of what felt like truth to me, so that I didn't get caught up in the obsessive thoughts of the mind. And so that's the power, I believe, that mantras are magnetizing. Mantras are messaging that totally get us into a place of orientating ourselves with our soul and the world around us from that truthful point. So today, in closing, and may today and the rest of your week be a truthful, inspiring unfoldment on your journey of the powerful mantra of, I am inside my grace. Namaste.